listening to the sound of silence. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. You've heard of reading lips. Now NASA scientists are reading throats, or more precisely, the nerve signals that tell your throat and tongue to form words. Chuck Jorgensen is chief of neuroengineering at the NASA Ames Research Center in Mountain View, California. By placing sensors on the chin and Adam's apple, his team can identify several simple words when a speaker only mouths them, or less.
Some folks will choose to have their mouth completely closed, and the only thing that's going on is tiny movements of the tongue or tension that they have in their vocal cords.
He says the technology could help astronauts understand each other on space flights, where differences in the atmosphere and gravity make it hard to speak and hear clearly. It could also be useful in emergencies.
So if someone's muscles, for example, have deteriorated because of microgravity, or if they're physically injured so they can't speak, there is the possibility of directly tapping the nervous system and still controlling the emergency devices that they might need.
Here on Earth, the system could help pilots and air traffic controllers communicate over loud noise, and someday it might serve as a translator for patients with vocal cord damage. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.